Welcome to the Wiley Manager Podcast, your place for just-in-time management advice on the web at wileymanager.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Wiley Manager Podcast. Today, Jed and I are talking about
horrible bosses.
Horrible bosses, you betcha. But Jed, before we start, as per usual, we'll do a little bit of viewer mail. So a few weeks ago, we wrote a blog post called On Politically Correct Brainstorming. It turns out that there was somebody in the UK that didn't like the term brainstorming, and so they were wondering about the political correctness of that term, which they were lampooned for by us and many others. So we got some viewer mail from somebody named David, who said, "The politically correct are taking over the world. Nice to see them taken to task. So it's nice to know that I'm not alone in my disgruntlement."
That was a hilarious blog. You said that we wrote it, but we don't write the blogs. It's Bob who writes them, and this one was particularly humorous. Go have a look at this one if you haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you mean you actually listen? You actually read the blog posts?
I read the ones. Yeah, I do. They're awesome.
See, what people don't know is you usually take care of the podcast. I can honestly say I really don't listen to many of them. But all of you should.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Jed, tell us what we're talking about today before it gets completely out of hand.
All right. So obviously I stole the title from a recent popular movie called Horrible Bosses. But so we're going to talk today about if you happen to have a horrible boss, a boss who's a jerk, a complete, nut job, what you might be able to do in your situation while you're working for this person.
Well, this looks like it's going to be fun. Tell us, give us the agenda things here, because this is looking good.
Well, the agenda is going to sound a bit silly, but so there's a few things that you can do. You can throw them under the bus. So we'll talk about doing that and what some of the watch outs with throwing your boss under the bus might be. You can choose to hug it out with your boss.
Yeah, hug it out.
Now, one of the ones I particularly think is actually more appropriate than the others. It's not you. It's me.
It's me. You're damn right. It's me.
Another thing you can do is just get the hell out of Dodge.
Get out of Dodge. Yep.
Then there are some ones that we're going to bring up that are only appropriate in the movies. These are ones that we would not suggest you go do.
Right.
Before we wrap it up with three things.
All right. Well, let's start with throwing your boss under the bus, which we all fantasize about from time to time. But in all seriousness, you can choose to throw your boss under the bus. And there's some cautions and watchouts if you want to do that.
Well, yeah. I mean, some people fantasize about it and some people actually go do it. So this is the instance where you take your issue, your complaint with about your horrible boss to, either your boss's boss, or you take it to HR, or you take your issue to somebody in the organization that you're hoping is going to help help make things better for you.
Right. But it doesn't always work out that way, does it?
Well, I mean, play this out, right? So you take your issue to HR, for example, right? So you have this complaint about your boss, and unless he's breaking the law as far as, and even if it's, some sort of harassment or extreme bullying, then you might have a case. But if it's, or he's not crossing a line, nothing might change. So what happens is you go to your HR department, you log your complaint. They sort of have to then determine whether this complaint deserves more serious investigation or not. So let's suggest that your boss is, in fact, a horrible guy.
Yep.
And the stories you tell are outrageous. So now HR has to go investigate that. So how do they go do that, Bob?
Well, I assume they start poking around and asking questions.
They start poking around and asking questions.
With only the annoying way that HR people are capable of.
Now, if you're the only one that's come forward with these kinds of complaints and everybody else during that investigation says, no, I think Bob's a great boss. I got no issues with him. I'm not sure, why you're doing all this digging around, but I'm happy. What's going to happen?
Oh, that's not good.
Absolutely nothing is going to happen.
Right.
Because it's just you. You're the only one that seems to have this issue. Everybody else seems happy, so nothing happens.
Right. In fact, it could get worse.
Well, this is the next bullet, right? So it could get worse. So now in doing all this poking around, HR or your boss's boss with the help of HR, they're going to have to sit down and confront that boss at some point and say, hey, Bob, I need to chat with you about something that might be a bit difficult, but we've been receiving we've received a complaint about you and your leadership.
Right.
And then they, share a little bit of what the complaint was all about. It might not, depending on what the situation is, it might not take very long for that boss to figure out that, hey, it's Sally who's complaining about me. And now how's the relationship between the boss and Sally going to be going down?
Right on. So Sally's got to go round herself up a posse.
Well, it helps if you have some strengths in numbers. It will help you out. If you have more than yourself that's having this issue, and if you can somehow covertly get more than yourself to come forward and bring this complaint forward, you will be in better shape than if you go it alone. Because if you're going it alone you really need to be prepared for nothing to happen, and you need to be prepared for it to get worse, because the boss will eventually figure out who it was that complained about him and potentially make your life even more miserable than he already is.
Right. And the good thing about rounding up others is it gives you a bit of a gut check too. So if you're seriously the only one that has an issue with this person, it might be time to look in the mirror.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing I'm going to suggest too is if you are going to try and endeavor to complain about your boss to somebody else in the organization that you're hoping will help, spend some time documenting some of the things that have happened. What are the conversations that have happened? What are the horrendous thing that this boss has been doing? When did they happen? Build a bit of a file, if you will. They're going to ask for that during the investigation portion anyways.
Right.
So if you can provide them with a bit of that documentation up front, it lends some credibility to your story, as well as gives them something to ask about during the course of their investigation. Hey, I heard that on December 10th, this happened at a team meeting, and then you can go verify that with others that were in that meeting, for example.
Right on. So let's say that I've talked myself out of this now because I am the only one and I'm thinking, well, this isn't good. But I do need to repair this relationship with my boss. So I'm going to go hug it out, Jed.
Yeah, well, I think you do have some responsibility for this, right? So the next two are really about how you might take some responsibility yourself. And one simple thing you might do is just find an opportunity, set a meeting with your boss to sit down and talk about how you're feeling, right? Talk to him about how some of his activities or actions are affecting you, right? And have that honest heart-to-heart conversation with him. He might not know or understand the full scope of the effect that some of his activity and behavior is having on you. And I think it's fair game to sit down with him and say, hey, some of these things are affecting me negatively, and I'm hoping we can talk through this and come to some sort of resolution going forward that'll make this better for me.
Right. So for example, boss,
yeah,
you came by my desk and you picked up my G.I. Joe with a kung fu grip, and you're just not supposed to do that. Nobody touches my G.I. Joe with a kung fu grip.
That's right. Lay off the G.I. Joe, man. It's mine.
Do they even still have G.I. Joe?
I have no idea.
Right on. Okay. And so that can open up some dialogue with your boss. And so you can have this two-way conversation about the things that are perhaps pissing you off, and likewise invite him or her to tell you maybe some disgruntlement they may have around you.
Yeah, it's a bit of a two-way street. So he might have some things that you're doing that cause him to react a certain way. So understanding that's going to help you actually with the next suggestion, which is the it's not you, it's me routine.
Hey, right? You're so damn right it's me, baby.
You might be doing some things that are ticking your boss off or setting your boss off and causing him to react in such a way that ultimately has a negative effect on you. So
that's right.
Ask yourself honestly how you might be contributing to this difficult relationship with your boss, because it does take two to tango.
Yep, that's right. And we tend to have a bit of a blind spot around this. Sometimes people think that that their boss has to like them. Well, that's actually not a requirement, right? Your boss has to treat you respectfully and can't do things that are clearly illegal in most jurisdictions, right? But it's not a requirement for your boss to like you, right? So when you you lodge a complaint, well, I think that he likes other people more than he likes me. Yeah, but maybe you're an asshole.
He might like people right? better than you, yeah.
And maybe for good reason. So get over yourself.
Or at least figure it out, and then you can maybe adjust some of your own behavior, which will make this relationship more easy to deal with going forward. So learn what those things are, and once you begin to act differently, maybe this gets better.
You may be able to affect others because you can only control your own behavior, as we've said many times before on the Wiley Manager podcast.
This is true.
Right on. All right, so none of this has worked, and it's still just not going well between me and my boss. He's still on the G.I. Joe, all that stuff.
Yep.
Well, you make the ultimate decision, right?
The next time he grabs your G.I. Joe, you tell him you're quitting. Keep your hands off my G.I. Joe. I quit, you bastard.
Yeah, either that or you could you could beat him to death with the G.I. Joe and then discharged.
You got that
some
thing in the back, you push the button in the back and the arm goes up.
That's
punches
right.
Him.
Yeah, so there could be go for a Section 8, Corporal Klinger, the dishonorable discharge because you're mentally impaired.
Well, short of the dishonorable discharge, you could just look for an internal transfer within your organization. So go see if you can, finagle your way into a new job within the same organization working for a different boss. So,
right. And hope your current boss doesn't get transferred there after you.
Well, yes, exactly.
Nevertheless, yes.
So it's either internally or externally, right? You, if things are really that bad and you can't handle it and some of these other options either don't appeal to you or you've tried them and they backfired horribly, you need to be prepared to leave, right? Prepared to leave that situation, remove yourself from that situation one way or another.
And you should be prepared for that, as before you start down this path at all, you need to be prepared for this being a risk from the very outset.
Yeah, if you're going to start to bring some of this up and try and deal with it, you need to be ready for this potentially becoming the ultimate outcome. Because as we said, if you bring forward a complaint, nothing may happen, right? It just might not be of a serious enough nature that the HR department can fire your boss. Like, if right. that's what you think is going to happen, that you're going to bring this complaint forward because you're so articulate and your boss is so bad that your bosses can get fired, in many cases, you're dreaming. Your boss will not get fired. He will get warned, maybe. He'll get yep. a stern talking to and might have some things added to his own development plan, but he's still going to be working there.
Yeah.
So if that's what you think is going to happen, that's a rare, rare occasion. Right. Unless, of course, you get the entire team to go forward. Then I've seen that happen before, but generally it's not the way these things go down.
Right. Okay, well, you know what? Let's have a bit of fun with this because we see all this stuff happening in Hollywood, you know, crap Hollywood movies, which are funny. But yeah. In reality, you, if you're getting your, you know, if you're getting your ideas on how to deal with your boss from the last movie you saw, it's going to go bad. Okay, it's going to go horribly wrong for you. So let's. You've got some movie quotes here, which is really kind of cool. So here's some ideas on what you can do. In fantasy world, right?
In fantasy land.
We should have titled this What Not to Do, but we'll have some fun with it anyway. So lay it on us.
Take him out for a drink after work, you know, if you can manage to stomach him for an hour or two at the bar.
Yeah.
And then as he leaves, call the cops and report a drunk driver with a license plate number.
Hey, there's a good one.
Maybe he'll be in jail and off your back for the next 3 months.
Yeah, that's all it'll take. Right on.
Next time he leaves his desk, sneak in his office and send emails from his computer.
Ah, see, I've done that. That's good fun.
The best topics are things that include some pornographic pictures or videos, sexual or racist jokes. Complaints about senior management are great from his email as well.
Yeah, that's excellent. Don't be prepared to use that, or don't be afraid to use that reply to all button either. That's good.
A similar suggestion from his computer again, when you can get access to his computer because he's left to go to the bathroom. Just start visiting numerous sites of illegal activity. Again, pornographic sites, and then make an anonymous tip to the IT department.
Yeah, we might want to check this guy's hard drive for kiddie porn. Right on. And finally,
Write some anonymous letters either to your CEO, you know, if there's a way to get it on the website, your local paper,
yeah,
you know, documenting all the horrible, offensive things that your boss has done in the last year to you.
Right on. Well, if you think if your boss's boss is a Wiley Manager fan, we'll publish your crap for you.
Send it to us. We'll post it for you.
We'll do it. We got a fairly wide following now. Yeah. So we can, we can help you with this if you want.
That's a whole other tab on our website now.
Yeah, but the disgruntled boss tab, we should do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Well, that could be good.
I'm sure there's lots more. Actually, we should get some folks to try and write in and try and help us with some of these more entertaining ones.
Yeah, and you know what? This has been in the movies forever too, right? You go way back to the 80s, the 9 to 5, starring Dabney Coleman and Dolly Parton.
Wow.
And she tried to kill him.
You're old.
Yeah, but that's kind of cool. Do you think trying to kill your boss isn't completely out of order if he's a real creep? Right on. Okay, Jed, why don't you wrap it up for us? Leave us with three things for dealing with a horrible boss.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
So the three things. Number one, proceed with caution. As we've tried to outline, this may horribly backfire in your face if you try to do the version where you take the complaint to somebody else.
Right.
It can really end up looking bad for you. Number two, once you start, be prepared to leave. So if you really do have a horrible boss, and you try some of these other angles and they're just not working, you need to wrap your head around the fact that you might have to leave.
Yep.
Number three, make sure your own backyard is squeaky clean. I've seen this happen where the employee goes to complain about their boss and then, you know, HR sits down with that boss and says, hey, I got this complaint about this, that, and the other.
Yep.
The boss goes back to his desk and gathers up all the dirt on that employee, emails that they've sent that were inappropriate to the boss and jokes that they've told at team meetings themselves. And, you know, the boss has got a long list of how this particular employee's a bit of a nut bar as well and tells offensive jokes, et cetera. So if you're going to go do this, make sure your own backyard is squeaky clean because it will come back to you. Once the boss figures out who it was that complained,
yep.
And if they got a bit of a file on you, watch out.
Right. You heard it here first, folks. If you're going to get into a pissing match, you better be able to make sure you can lift your leg the highest. Okay. Okay. I'll remind everybody very quickly before we let everybody go that back at the Wiley Manager website at www.wileymanager.com, we've got lots more podcasts. We only post the last year on iTunes, so we've got a whole bunch more back at the Wiley Manager website. And some of the things that are related to this you might want to look up. We did a podcast on upward managing, Jed. We did one on My Boss Won't Make a Decision. And we actually did one called Don't Be an Asshole.
In case you might be the horrible boss yourself.
Right. So I did and invite everybody to check that out. Also, don't forget to pick up our Wiley Manager Cheat Sheet Collection. With every one of these podcasts comes a one-pager with point form stuff on all the stuff we talk about on the podcast. And our 40 best ones are available for you to pick off the website absolutely free.
There you go.
All right, Jed, we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye.
You got levels?
I got levels.
You can hear me? You can hear my beautiful voice in your headphones?
I can hear your beautiful silky baritone in my headphones, yes.
Excellent.
Right on. You know, that's the thing that's missing from the Wiley Manager podcast, Jed.
What's that?
Oh, some element of homoeroticism.